Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.
Yeah.
Whoa, paradise.
Boom, 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 boom.
Welcome to paradise. Here we are in paradise.
It's true.
I like it here. Yeah, oh, it's very nice here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spring is springing. It's nice. I mean, I could live without the time change, but other than that, wow, wow, wow. Is it nice out? God, it was late. So late yesterday.
I know.
Ugh.
I mean, I don't mean to not sort of commiserate with you, but this week. It's not a great night, a great week for sleep.
Nope. It's just weird. I hate it. I hate readjusting. I hate change.
I mean, I'm not the most brilliant person, but she posted a video. Did you post that video? My brain's not working. I'm not getting enough sleep. I'm not getting enough brain power
to
my mouth. What do you mean, what's happening?
What video?
She posted a video of, and I was trying to just think
torch.
Of a word.
The torch.
I could see myself
video,
yes.
Flaming
just
stick.
Malfunctioning. I'm like, right. Oh my God.
Going to protest with flaming
Jesus
sticks.
Jesus Christ. Poor brain.
It's hilarious, brain. Though.
I don't know if it was or not.
John signed up for some. It's games, but he was reading some article, which I suspect was like an ad for this game that he wound up paying like $99 for a year.
Oh, good
of
for
it.
Him.
It's supposedly you play it every day, and it improves your brain function. It constantly pushes you.
Sharpens
like it
you.
Makes it a little bit harder, and it'll even give you a ranking like if you did well. But then it keeps making it harder for you. But then if you start to screw up, it'll walk it back a little bit and take you back to where you were doing pretty good, let you do that for a while and then move it forward. It's all these different things like
that's great.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe I should do that. I play a lot of games though. I do a lot of like word games and And I spit all over myself.
Why are you spitting on yourself? What's wrong with you?
It's old, I guess. My lips are getting all flappy. Drooling. Yeah.
Well, I think I just need better sleep, but
yeah,
maybe I need a game too.
I feel like as I get older, the thing I am most worried about is like dementia and losing it and being that person that tells the same story over and over.
I'm already that person.
Are you?
I kind of do. Radio people in general are. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, I'm not saying we don't tell our stories more than once on the air. I'm saying I just told you, and now I'm telling you again. And in 5 minutes, I'm going to tell you again.
Oh, well.
Or ask the same question over and over. I don't know. I want to try and stay sharp, you know?
Yeah.
Just wring as much life out of this as I can.
Bad. Before my mom died, that was the deal. It was tell me something, then tell me the same thing 5 minutes later. And at one point, and then you just get frustrated. And you're like, right. Mom, I've heard this. You've told me this 300 times.
Oh. But then, and then I'm sure her reaction is, oh no, I'm losing it. And then she forgets about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, it might also be, you don't have to be so mean about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That.
Terrible child.
Yeah. I mean, I am aging right before your eyes. Hello.
Getting grayer by the moment.
But, you know.
I worry about it because I don't have kids or anything. Like, you know, I'm just, you know, I worry I'll end up being this dude. Living, you know,
you'll walk out and no one will miss you. Like, it'll be, you know, you're just walking around thinking you're going to get on the bus and
talking to the neighbors and showing up at their house.
Oh, hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about a hopeful scenario where the kids actually have time to take care of dad and reality, they're across the country doing their thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold it against my kids if they don't want to live on my street so they can keep an eye on me.
Mm.
I don't expect them to do that.
I'm super glad my brother and sister live near my parents. I'm like, oh, I'll just drop in for a visit now and then.
That's actually, it is.
Mm. My sister's so good too. She she's so patient with them.
Mm.
And they're great right now.
Your parents.
They are 86 and 80 and they're holding steady. It seems like they're marking time.
I'm feeling pretty good about Sandy too. She's not doing the exercises that I want her to do, but I can't make her do stuff.
You can't.
My old man's using a walker now.
Oh.
He's 90, you know. Still lives alone. Still
hunts.
Yeah. And goes to all the girls' basketball games for the high school and softball games.
Does he?
He's like a mascot for the team. They just adore him.
Hmm.
Is that right?
That's nice.
Like he puts on clothes
and
exits the house and gets himself to the high school basketball games.
And then someone helps him get a seat and everything. But
so is that just, he does it because now he's out of the house, now he's in
he
a
loves,
crowd?
My sister was a college basketball player. He loves women's basketball and he loves softball. So, he's just, I love that he's got that, you know?
It's great.
But it's worrisome because we got to move him out of the house soon. Like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
And then he'll have to move to Virginia Beach probably because that's where my sister lives.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, is she volunteering?
Yes.
He doesn't like Alameda?
Oh,
that'd be perfect roommate for you.
Come to the loft, Dad.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Here's your corner of the loft.
Nothing wrong with that.
Is that a no?
That's a no.
Oh.
But I do see myself moving back east at some point to be close to him before, you know, it gets real bad. He starts forgetting stuff.
He's 90. So are you leaving tomorrow?
His mom lived to be 106. So,
oh, my God.
From
a long line of long-lived people.
Yeah, but they start losing it, you know, around 99, 100, then they just kind of.
You can't really blame them.
Yeah.
Listen, on to happier topics, I would like to say that Stephen Jenkins does, you know, Stephen Jenkins, he just doesn't understand what I'm asking of him. I'm convinced. I think that he feels like it's an appearance and he wants to have stuff to promote, which is fine. So he wants to come on, but he says, I got a date. I'm getting a date for Pride and I got this bottom of the hill thing because he's going to do some solo shows and, so I think he's coming on in 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Great.
Yes. So in the meantime,
why do you think he doesn't? I think he just wants he has his needs as well, though.
Sure. Okay. I mean, he could call in and tell us he's got a gig anytime he wanted to. which I tried to express to him. And he was like, yeah, but if I'm coming in there, like, I'm like, yeah, but it's, we're going to play a game. It's a, just a quick little.
I know what you're saying, but I get him. He's just thinking practical for himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well kill two birds with one stone.
I get him. He's saying, yes, I'll do what you want. You need to do what I want, which is let me promote my thing in my voice live on the air in real time.
Yeah.
I get it.
And he wants to roll it all into one appearance, I guess, because, you know, he is a rock star. I'm sure 7 o'clock in the morning is a little on the early side for him because he could literally come in anytime he wanted to, really.
Well,
him, Matt Nathanson, any of these guys that live locally, it's like, come on in.
I'm with you.
Pat Monahan, where
are
you?
I don't know how busy their days are. Maybe they actually do have full days.
He does seem busy.
Yeah, where they're like.
Travels a lot.
I don't wake up and, you know, slow walk my way through a day. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just an image he needs to have out there.
Maybe.
Like, you don't need to know that I wake up and dawdle.
Right. And play my game I subscribe to in my bed to make sure I don't get dementia later.
You don't need
later.
To know that because I'm a rock star and need to keep the image up.
Yeah.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I am I'm working on questions for tomorrow, and
they're good.
I feel like I did find some good ones, and I'm Bob and I are gonna do our questions to each other from now on, because I feel like she might not like the wording on mine, or I might not like the wording on hers, or you know, we settle on what the answer can and can't be, and then because there've been times when I've been itchy listening to her questions, and I'm sure she feels the same way.
Well, I do think it's, you know, ultimately it's about entertaining the listeners and not, you know, we want to win.
Yes, of course.
Every time.
Every
time. We want to beat Bob.
The kids, right? Oh, just Bob.
Get her.
Yeah. Get her.
But, you know, I mean,
we're running out of people in this building, too. That's for sure. Like, we are scrambling to find someone for tomorrow, which I we'll be fine. We'll find somebody to play the role of the Gen Xer. But we're going to probably open this up to listeners pretty soon. So if it is something that, and you'd have to come in. We can't be worried about someone Googling or having someone whispering answers into your ears. And phone calls are tough. So you'd have to make your way in. And if you're willing, we have an email address, sarahandvinnyradio@gmail.com. Let us know.
Yeah.
That you could be here at 7:30 in the morning on a Wednesday morning.
You'd probably want to BART in.
There is no parking around here. Well,
there is, but
it's pricey and it's walking. You got to walk. So, you know, public transit, it's great.
Whatever. If you want to come in, we'd love to have you. Send your resume and we'll try to book you.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
And so obviously we need people below, I guess maybe the median age is 45 there. You got to be a zillennial, either a millennial or a Gen Z or a Gen Xer or boomer, I guess. Come on in, boomers. Hey, boomer. But I do love this game. And even as I was working on questions this morning, I was like, this is a fun game. This is good. Like, these are somebody who's like a real trivia buff, you know, and really lived it. I think they'll have a good time with it. So if you want to, sarahandvinnyradio@gmail.com. We have another email address for our game we play. It's not even a game. It's a problem-solving segment that we do
advice
on Fridays. Badadvice973@gmail.com. If you only know one of them, we read them both.
And if you miss those, it's all on the podcast. You can go back and listen back.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, we're live on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Boy,
we can watch it on YouTube if you want.
We're so available.
I love that bad advice segment, probably the most.
Really? That's your fave?
I love it. I like that everyone experiences turmoil and troubles in their life. And there's no doubt that you find yourself sort of in a pickle and it's nice to talk to someone about it. I love it. I like working through things that aren't my own problems because I don't feel your problems.
Yeah. I have this guy who's written me, basically the same letter about probably four or five times. And it started out really long with tons of detail and he keeps shortening it and shortening and shortening it.
We're getting there is your point.
Yes. Really keep it succinct. Like you can give me some examples and stuff, but I think his name is Marco. And I read his letter, and it's an interesting thing, but I'm like, it's a little rambly. I'm going to do these other ones. So, Marco, I think you might have it now, and I might get to yours this week.
I do think sometimes when you're explaining a problem, you're hopeful for a certain response or answer to confirm how you feel.
Oh,
so you might be including details that are unnecessary for our purposes.
Right.
In that
we're trying to be neutral parties.
Yeah,
here.
Don't manufacture the answer with the information that you share, or you've wasted your time.
Right.
Give us a plain telling of the situation so we can give you an unbiased opinion.
Write it all out, stick it in ChatGPT, say, shorten this thing up.
Oh, summarize this.
Yeah.
Make this a little bit more radio friendly.
I think in most situations, you have a hopeful outcome, even if you're completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You still are. Well, I have an argument for this.
Yeah. Well, it's a good situation because it's family, which is always harder. There's that whole extra layer of, well, you can't. I mean, you can, but it's hard to write off somebody in your family. So it's.
Even if you do write them off, it sucks.
Yes.
You don't want that.
Well, now there's sides in the family.
And now there's who's coming to the holidays?
Exactly.
Oh, they're going? Well, they haven't confirmed yet. Well, then I'm confirming. Well, but I also and now you're just in this thing where family is avoiding each other at the times
it's
when you're supposed to be together. Like
it's really
crazy.
Tough. It can be really hard. So we had a lot of family dynamics problems, but we'll take any problems, whatever you got going on. We would love to help you figure it out. And we're so good at it. We call it bad advice. It's on Fridays. All right. So but none of that matters. Today is Tuesday. KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Benny. Alice's morning show. Right after this, I'm going to try. I do have a little story, but then I want to try a new segment because I have so many stories. So I came up with something called It's All in the Headlines.
I love it. Let's do it.
Thank you. Thank you, Maddie, for the morning show backup.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice, 97.3.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.